the ball trap and Shamrock on the path. Duffy skips the beat, gets a tackle. Then again, edge of the box. Can he get across? And he can. Oh, it's a poor cross. Yeah.
Gets the equaliser, and there goes Stephen Kenny running down the pitch. It's 1-0 here. Brilliant cross to far stick by Sean Gannon, and who's there for David Millen to put the ball in the back of net and runs over to the Dundalk fans. A super, super goal here in Tala. Dundalk make it 1-0, John.
Yeah, and no more than they deserve, Jeff. We were looking for that equaliser. Ball by Sean Gannon to the far post. The goalkeeper got a touch to it. There was David McMillan coming in on the playing side and headed into an empty net. Just a great replay for Dundalk straight after the Rovers goal. That's the time you want to come back.
Good ball coming in. Had a goal! Rovers head, keeper lost the fly of the ball and spotted across the line by Robbie Benson. He scored the first against Rovers last 10 days ago and he's made 2-1, and those Dundalk players love that goal, John.
Yeah, with a bad header from the Rovers defender up in the air, and it just went across the 6-yard line. It was coming in at the far post, just there, a man that maybe didn't want to head the ball, but there he was coming in and side put it in the top of the net. 2-1 for Dundalk now, and certainly can Dundalk build on this, because every time we go forward we look more dangerous than this Rovers team.
Shane Grimes taking across it.
Good ball,
this cross. Nobody taking a chance. Chance, McMillan. McMillan again. A goal! A goal for Dundalk! It's a goal by Dan McMillan! 3-2! It's a superb finish by McMillan!
What a goal! Ball was across in Shane Grimes.
Superb finish from McMillan.
Great ball.
Running, turns and slots at home in the half volley. And he goes over to the away fans. Dundalk here in ecstasy here in Tala. What a superb. And Brian Gatt goes over and pumps his fist. And Tala has gone very silent apart from the away end.
Now we don't lose it now.
Brilliant finish.
Yeah,
brilliant finish.
What a character this team has. They're never beaten.
Dundalk fans over to my left in great voice. Oh, why wouldn't it be? Because this team looked out in the feet a few minutes ago, but what a superb piece of football.
Oh, Stephen O'Donnell
made a great run. Header, what a chance! That's a goal! O'Donnell scored again! It's 4-2!
It's
brilliant goal by O'Donnell! It's a fantastic header!
O'Donnell! Oh, a brilliant free kick!
And he's run around the ground! Oh, what a goal! Fantastic goal by O'Donnell. A 40-yard pass. He runs in and he buries a header to the top corner. It's 4-2 for Dundalk. And surely now it's 2 feet into Aviva in the first week of November.
And all the brilliant Rover fans are on their way home. They're not cheering anymore. It certainly has turned into a wonderful night for us. You know, we come here, we commentate on the games, but people shouldn't forget we're Dundalk fans too. And the stuff the Rovers fans were coming out of here was serious stuff, you know. And this Dundalk team fought against all the odds and certainly got what they deserved, and that's the final place. And who's to say they won't get their revenge now in Cork?
Yeah, just to give you the history of the game here tonight, folks, it started off in 10 minutes, Ronan Finn put Rovers ahead against the run and play with a superb volley. 3 minutes later, McMillan, brilliant goal himself, crossed from Gannon, headed in, keeper Kenna lost the flight of the ball, 1-1. On 54 minutes, Robbie Benson, corner kick in, scrambles the ball across the line. 4 minutes to go. Michael O'Connor, who else, makes it 2-2 into extra time. What happens then? Well, I'll tell you what happens then. Dundalk scored 2 goals and McMillan was the man who put them ahead. And then with a few minutes to go in extra time, Captain Fantastic, the former Rovers player himself, the hero of Belgrade, Stephen O'Donnell, gets the winner with a superb header, a looping header to the top corner, 4-2. They send Dundalk back to the Aviva for the third time in a row for another epic encounter against Cork City. Dundalk there to try and stop Cork City win the double this year. What a superb encounter that's going to be. If you get a chance, try and get there, because it's going to be a great game of football. football. And I'll leave the last word with you tonight, John.
Well, Joe, all I can do is say that, you know, it's a pleasure for us to commentate on the games here to all the people that are not in Ireland, that are not able to get to the matches. And I hope that we brought you the excitement and the goals that has seen Dundalk once more after their third year enter into the Aviva Stadium. And I'll have a parachute on me this year in case of accidents, yeah, because we'd be high up and I get a wee bit excited at times. But all I can say is, as an ex-Dundalk player, I'm just delighted and it's wonderful to be alive. God bless us all out there.
Good night from Tala.